And if you ever known, let's see, you might not know this, in the past they used to have celebrations sometimes after weddings, and they'd shoot off fireworks and bang pots and pans and sing and carry on, you know, at the bride and groom's house. Ever seen or heard of one like that? Your grandparents talk about it? Ever heard them talk about a chivalry? Yeah.
I've read about it. That's about all.
Yeah, me too.
Some on the wild ones.
If said a bunch of boys out and they were cutting up or something like that, you might say they didn't rest just one of them. They arrested the
whole bunch of them.
And what about for different kinds of, when you were going to school, what's some of the kinds of parties and entertainment y'all had?
Basketball games, football games, had sock hops after that.
Well, sock hop, explain what that is to me.
It's just a dance.
Is that kind of like a rock band, yeah, or something?
Let's see. There's not much in Scott County.
Did y'all, you mentioned the sock hop, the dances that you had, say, for prom or your own?
Prom was formal.
Yeah, was that a different kind of dance?
Yeah.
And let's see, if 3 o'clock is when school's over, you say school does what at 3 o'clock? It
ends over.
Mm-hmm. Or you might say, used to, the day after Labor Day was the day when school
let out.
Yeah. Or
at,
mm-hmm. Or after the day after Labor Day, you know, which say September the 3rd or something, would be the day when school
began.
Mm-hmm. And say a boy, little boy leaves the house, you know, and his mother thinks he's going to school, but he doesn't show up. You say he did what?
He's playing hooky.
Yeah. What about in college now? If you don't show up for my class, but you know you're everything's okay, you say you did what? Would you still say playing hooky, or would you say you
skipped?
Okay.
Cut.
Okay. Cut class. Mm-hmm. And you go to school to get a
diploma.
Yeah.
Grade.
Yeah. Or if you weren't really concerned about grades. Or like in the first part of your paper, you said that the student is really concerned not ultimately with grades, but with his, wants to get a good
education.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's a good thing you wrote that paper on that last time. Okay. And after high school, you go on to where you are right now. To
college.
Yeah. And after kindergarten, students usually go into the
first grade.
Yeah. You ever hear anybody call that anything different?
First grade.
Mm-hmm.
Primer.
Yeah. You know, the people, who'd you hear use primer?
Grandparents.
Mm-hmm.
Humes.
Well, you live in Humes this fall, too?
No, Dunford.
Which one's supposed to be nicer?
Humes.
Oh, is it? Yeah. And in the classroom, you sit at your
desk.
Okay, if you have more than one of them, you have two.
Desk.
Okay. And the book, if you wanted to check out a book, you'd have to go across the street to the
library.
Mm-hmm. And to mail a package, you'd go to the
post office.
Uh-huh. And if you want to stay overnight, you know, in a strange town, you'd stay at a
hotel.
Yeah. Or for downtown, like the Andrew Johnson, a big
hotel.
Mm-hmm. And if you wanted to see a play or something, you'd go to the
theater.
Yeah. They got good theaters here, too.
Do they?
Yeah, they are, at least physically, they have put a lot of money into it. The man who's a Hollywood director went to school here.
Mm-hmm.
He built that Clarence Brown Theater. It's nice. And if you got sick, you'd go to the
doctor.
Yeah, or if you had to be put up for a while, you'd have to go to the
hospital.
Mm-hmm. And your mother is a
nurse.
Yeah. If you wanted to catch a train, and I guess you could anymore, you'd go down to the
depot.
Yeah, anything else you might call that.
Railroad station.
Mm-hmm. And now, think about an Oneida, a place like that, an open place with the grass and stuff in town. You call that a what? You know, grass and trees, an open place in town.
Courtyard.
Yeah. And would that be where the courthouse is? And
mm-hmm.